Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 19 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Friday noon, before the above stated case went to the jury on Monday, he was present in the courtroom where the trial of Leo M. Frank was being held, that when court adjourned and the jury had left and gone to lunch, he came out of the courthouse and there was loud cheering for Dorsey, which lasted for several minutes. Deponent walked from the courthouse to his office on 7th floor of Temple Court Building, and when he reached his office, someone asked Deponent what all the racket or fuss was about down on the street. Marcus Benbenesty makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he was standing outside of the courthouse on Friday afternoon, August 22nd, at about 12:20, and I saw the jury come out of the courtroom. Soon after the jury came out of the courtroom, Mr. Dorsey came out, and the crowd set up cheering and yelling, "Hurrah for Dorsey!" At the time of the yelling and cheering, the jury was just crossing the street towards the Barber's Supply Company, which is next to the Kaiser Building. That, in the opinion of deponent, there was about 1,000 people crowding about the courtroom. Isaac Hassan makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he was standing outside of the courthouse on Friday afternoon, Aug 22nd, at about 12:20, and I saw the jury come out of the courtroom. Soon after the jury came out of the courtroom, Mr. Dorsey came out, and the crowd set up cheering and yelling, "Hurrah, hurrah!" At the time of the yelling and cheering, the jury was just crossing the street towards the Barber's Supply Company, which is next to the Kaiser Building, that in the opinion of deponent, there was about 1,000 people crowding about the courtroom. Deponent further states that as the jury reached the other side of Pryor Street in front of the Barber's Supply Company, deponent heard 10 or 15 men in front of the courthouse yelling toward the jury that unless they brought in a verdict of guilty, that they would kill the whole damn bunch, that in the opinion of deponent, the jury must have heard them, because one of the jurors turned his face toward the yelling just when that occurred. John H. Shipp makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that on Friday, August 22nd, he was in room 301 of the Kaiser Building, corner Hunter and So Pryor Streets, that he saw. Based on the extracted text, this document appears to be a collection of affidavits related to the trial of Leo M. Frank. The affidavits describe events that occurred outside the courtroom, particularly the reactions of the crowd and the behavior of the jury when court adjourned for lunch on Friday, August 22nd. The mention of cheering for Dorsey and threats made towards the jury suggest a highly charged and possibly biased atmosphere surrounding the trial. This context indicates that the document is likely related to the legal proceedings and public sentiment during the Leo Frank trial, which was a significant and controversial case in early 20th century American history.